That was Ohio State. I think that was Ohio State. All right, here we go. Whatever episode we're on. Well, the saddest TPS NFL update ever. And it has nothing to do with Nelson Mandela. Nothing. I'm sorry. That's just a coincidence. That is just a coincidence. We did not plan that the saddest TPS NFL update would happen on the same day Nelson Mandela.
You mean saddest in that nobody remembered this was even happening?
Whoa. What do you mean? I was planning my whole day around the TPS NFL update. I've been waiting for this for a long time, even though it is a sad, sad day. So with me, I'm Edidi999. With me over there is Franchise. Canada's here. Porn is here. McLean is here. And I know we all just want to take a moment. Not a moment for Nelson Mandela. He should be celebrated, but a moment for the game that happened this week. They actually call it the game. Between Ohio State. I don't even like saying the state part. It just bothers me. And the greatest university in all of college football, the Michigan Wolverine.
Baylor Bears?
No.
Hell yeah.
Baylor Bears. They're out of who? They never forgot about when they lost. Nobody's like,
yeah, they lost last week.
Yeah, who?
Done.
What?
Okay, they lost last week. Ooh, they got more wins than Michigan.
Whoa. Hold on. It's the wound is still deep, Franchise. The wound is still deep. Now, Michigan, as everyone knows, Michigan was cheated out of a win by Ohio State this past weekend. And I know Bourne's been waiting the last 4 or 5 days to come on here and talk about it. But not so fast, okay? Because I have to standing ovation to Brady Hoke.
I'm sure you were clapping him when he called for that play.
No gluts, no glory. He shows he has a pair. He ain't afraid to lose. He is taking it to him. He said to Ohio State and Urban Meyer, I am going to end your season. I am not afraid. This ain't about overtime. This is going to be handled like men on the field. Not afraid to win the game. Okay?
So, but he wouldn't have done that against Northwestern.
So can we all just standing ovation for Brady Hoke? I mean, bravo. Bravo.
He injured somebody?
You are the man. I mean, I have never seen a gutsier call in a college football game in my life. Down by one. You just scored a touchdown, and let's be men about this. Let's go for two and the win! Yeah! But the problem is, the problem is, unfortunately, because I guess pass interference doesn't exist in NCAA football. I guess you can just pull a Monday Night Football Gronk on them, and it's not pass interference. I've completely changed my mind on that play in New England. That was pass interference.
I know.
He stared him down the entire time, though.
Yeah. It was a bad pass.
It was bad.
It was a bad pass. Yeah, he was going to that. He was going to Dilio the whole time. But, yeah, you're right, Bourne. I was cursing Brady Hoke. And the problem was because Ohio State nor Michigan could stop, they couldn't stop each other. It was just score, 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 score. And so I'm like, anything can happen in that situation. Maybe you score, maybe you don't in overtime, but at least you give yourself a chance to win the game. And
we gave up two of our players for you too.
Oh, that was great. That was great. Ohio State's true character coming out on the football field. When their backs are against the wall, what do they start doing? They start flipping off in the entire state. 114,000. I'm surprised that guy made it out of there alive.
I'm just glad that the officer didn't like tackle him before he left the field.
He should have. Oh yeah. Man, you know what? I'm a little bit disappointed in the Michigan fans, because if that would have happened in Detroit, there would have been a riot. There would have been a riot. That place would have been burning. There would have been shots fired.
Yeah, shame on you, Michigan fans.
So Ohio State escaped with victory, but nobody really believes, and even Bourne, even you don't believe that they're the number two ranked team after what Auburn did to Alabama.
Not after the championship, no.
Not after the championship against Michigan State.
No, after the BCS national championship. Oh, you're right. I don't believe that they're the number two ranked team in the country.
Now the computer has them at number two, Florida State number one, but Auburn, some miracle missed field goal victory. People going nuts. It's been on SportsCenter for like 10 weeks now, it feels like. But they pull out an amazing victory against Alabama.
Did you see the videos of fans who were watching the Alabama game?
That was great. That was great. Both ways. People going crazy just freaking out because Alabama, the way that Alabama lost. And I had never seen anything like that either. Like losing on a missed field goal.
Field goal, yeah.
Yeah. So, and I was a little surprised that Auburn didn't leapfrog. I understand undefeated. I understand that. But when you beat the number one team, the reigning BCS champion of two straight years, that has to me, if Ohio State wins out and Auburn wins out, Ohio State's going to get the bid.
Yeah.
The math, I mean, that's all that'll happen. That's the math, the computers. The computer's getting it wrong again. And then what's going to happen, Borden? You know what's going to happen.
They're going to get blown out.
Teddy Ginn's going to return the kickoff for a touchdown, and then that's the last you're going to see of Ohio State.
How close is the difference between 2 and 3? I saw that Auburn was third, but I never looked at the actual points.
That's a good question. I think it's significant from what I remember. Yeah. Let me see here. BCS standings. Let me bring it up. Okay, so Florida State is at 9948. Ohio State is at 9503. So that's significant, right?
Yeah.
And Auburn's at 9233. So, I mean, to me, it's enough that even if they both win out, Auburn's not going to be in their rightful spot in the BCS championship.
Well, do they have a loss?
They do have a loss.
Yeah.
They do have one fluky loss to number 6 LSU. LSU's legit. I mean, that's a legit loss. Anybody would take that loss.
Tough team.
This is going to be a shame. Now I can't watch the BCS championship. And I was really looking forward to watching some good football. And now Ohio State's going to be there and I have to boycott it. Do you think that's what the NCAA really wants? Is E-Diddy-999 not watching the BCS championship? I don't think so.
If it means watching a game in peace, then yes.
Okay. Anything else about college basketball or college football? I'd like to talk about some college basketball.
No, that's it for me.
All right.
Baylor's undefeated in college basketball.
Oh, my gosh. Baylor, they have a team there, too? How do they have enough money to even do all these sports? Who's on the take? That's what I want to know.
Scott Drew's leading them.
Oh, man.
We have a new stadium coming up.
Oh, wow. I wonder who paid for that.
RG3. I'm just saying.
Baylor ranked in the NCAA? Hold on. I'm bringing up the rankings here. I'm going to check Baylor out. I know Michigan is, of course. Oh, Baylor, they have one loss. 7-1. They're ranked 20th. Let's see who they lost to. They probably haven't played anybody. I'm pretty sure. Oh, they get to lose to Kentucky tomorrow, and they lost to Syracuse.
Tough team. Yeah,
they are a tough team. But what I really want to talk about is what's going on with Michigan. I mean, seriously. what's going on. A team of Destiny last year pretty much won the NCAA championship if you would have ended the game after the first half.
Is their entire five gone or?
No, they only lost Hardaway Jr. and Trey Burke as significant contributors to last year's team. So they have a couple new guys, freshman point guard, and I don't know. The it's just not there. You can tell it's just not there. They're not. I feel like they're not experienced enough. Like that run last year was not enough because the two guys that were kind of putting it on their shoulders to carry that team aren't there anymore. And so it's like, well, Stauskas couldn't hit a shot. He couldn't get a shot off. So who's going to take over? LeVert tried to, and he's pretty good, but he can't do it all himself. He's not that kind of player. He could do it in spurts, but he's not like Trey Burke, where Trey Burke says, I don't care what's going to happen. I'm going to shoot a half quarter and tie this game. He ain't going to do that. Ugh, they've been frustrating to watch this year. They're supposed to be better. They're supposed to win the Big Ten outright. They're supposed to go to the national championship.
Big Ten's going to be tough this year, though.
I hear you. Iowa, Michigan State, Wisconsin.
I heard Iowa has a phenomenal team.
Iowa just, who did they beat? They've beaten everybody.
Let me see.
They haven't beat Baylor.
The only loss is to Villanova in overtime.
Yeah, Villanova. They beat Notre Dame. Haven't really played a whole lot of really tough teams. Xavier. Nobody's been ranked, though. They play Iowa State in a couple days. Wisconsin on the 5th of January. Ohio State on the 12th. They're tougher schedules the second half.
They could be a sleeper in the Big Ten.
They could be tough.
I'm just concerned that Michigan isn't going to win the Big Ten, and then they're going to have a tough road to the championship.
I'm just angry because they haven't updated the rosters on NBA 2K14.
I'm with you. I'm with you on that. That's a legit beef. That is a legit beef. How long has this game been out?
I thought it was like daily or weekly that they did it.
Yeah, in the old, last gen.
The old consoles they are.
Yeah, so this game's been out for what, 2 or 3 weeks? The NBA season's been going on for over a month, and we can't get new rosters.
The last update was November 14th.
I don't want Gortat on Phoenix. Nobody wants that. Who wants that? Gortat needs to be on the Wizards where he belongs.
Yeah.
Why are you using the Wizards?
What are you talking about? John Wall, Bradley Beal, who isn't using the Wizards? Nene. Oh, man, that team is deep and loaded. Trevor Ariza, man, that's like an all-star starting five. Man, the Wizards,
you're
man.
Right. In the East, that is the all-star team.
Wow, let's talk about what's going on in the NBA. The East, man, ooh, the East is bad.
Do you see those tweets everybody's been sending from the West teams?
What have they been saying? Have they been talking junk?
Yeah.
Did I take that personally?
I forget who started it. It was some team tweeted out, how easy is it to switch over to the Eastern Division?
Whoa.
Asking for a friend.
Wait a minute. Is this like the official San Antonio Spurs Twitter account?
Yeah, it's one of the official accounts.
Whoa.
And then the Suns joined in and said something like, hey man, you weren't supposed to tell anybody about that.
Wow. Taking shots.
Last year, Mark Cuban was trying to get the Mavericks in the East because the Cowboys play in the NFC East.
Oh, that was his logic?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It was the Trailblazers. They first tweeted on the 4th, is it too late to join the Eastern Conference? Asking for a friend. And then Phoenix said, we asked you to keep that on the down low. That eager to get rid of us already? And then the Trailblazers responds and says, well played. And then the Hawks, I guess, later in the evening said, hey, pass this on to your friend. And it's a link. Oh. And it's a link of the scoreboard of the Hawks beating the Clippers 107-97.
Oh, that is great. Now that's a good use of social media, right?
That is good.
Why is the East so bad?
That's a good question. Because they have terrible players, basically. Inefficient. I mean, the Bulls without Bulls with Derrick Rose willed themselves to be good. Without Derrick Rose, they're a bunch of role players that nobody likes, right? The Milwaukee Bucks, everyone hates the Milwaukee Bucks.
Raptors, yeah, they're rough. Bad.
Orlando, yeah, the Raptors. I mean, it's just on and on of teams that don't seem to
Detroit
be really.
Detroit is the number three team.
No, Detroit right? is good. Did you guys watch them beat Miami the other night? Oh man, Miami better hope they don't meet them in the playoffs.
How many punches did Villanueva swing?
Oh, zero. Come on. They got him really? Under control. They got him under
Isn't
control.
He on the bench?
Yeah, exactly. He's under control. He's under wraps. Nobody has to worry about him. He is under
You wraps. Know who the Heat need to worry about?
Who? The Pistons. No, I know. Pistons.
Indiana.
No.
Cleveland's 12th.
Yeah. The only team that the Pacers need to worry about is the Pistons. Because they match up well. I think if the Pistons played the Heat in the 1-8 matchup, watch out for an upset. I'm calling it right now.
Detroit's not going to be an 8 seed.
Oh, 5?
They're going to be like a 3.
They probably are going to be a 3. Yeah, they're barely not. Over 500, too.
That's all it takes to be a 3. Oh, man.
Because, I mean, Chicago's probably going to blow up here soon, right?
Oh, yeah. They're not gonna, they can't continue this. They'll bake the playoffs like they did last year. But, you know, they're no threat. The only threat is the Pistons. I mean, they are poison to the Miami Heat. Two bigs, getting all the rebounds. I mean, Drummond had a double-double in like the first quarter. Then? Indy?
Yeah.
Miami already took care of them. They know what to do with
no,
Indy.
Last
in seven
year,
games, barely. We yeah, already talked about barely, this.
They barely won the seventh game.
They are not a threat to Miami. It's Detroit. Detroit has baby James and baby Wade, Jennings. And Jason Move, come on.
Golden State is a threat to Miami.
Plus the two bigs, the Twin Towers, come on.
The Milwaukee Bucks are a threat.
Sixth man of the year, Rodney Stuckey, come on. I mean.
What about rookie of the year, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope?
KCP, rookie of the year.
Who does nothing.
GM of the year, Joe Dumars. Coach of the year, whoever's their coach.
Do they even have a coach?
What other awards could you? Most improved player, Kyle Singler. I mean, they're going to, oh man, they're going to get
so all
that's only
of the
that's
year.
That's only because Villanueva is now on the bench.
So yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure the NBA championship rolls through Detroit.
I'm pretty sure it doesn't.
And the West is just being the West.
Wait, for the Pistons, is this going to be like back in the day where every year they're in the conference finals just because the East is so bad?
Whoa, yes.
You know what's interesting? I know like we don't talk about hockey, but right now in the NHL, the East are bums compared to the West.
What is hockey?
I don't know what hockey is. I don't know.
Look, it's a different sport, guys. Just adjust. Just for 2 seconds. Just adjust that
I'm
it's a
trying
sport.
To adjust.
Okay.
Man, we're in America. We don't
yeah,
know
we are in America.
Is. All right, America. Just, it's the same thing happening in the NHL. The East are bums. The West are dominating.
Name one West team.
In the NHL?
Yeah, in the NHL. Name one.
Los Angeles Kings.
Oh, wow. You picked the easiest one to name.
Phoenix Coyotes.
Oh, wow.
Vancouver Canucks.
Anybody could have named them.
Chicago. Chicago Blackhawks.
I don't know why you just said that. On the day Nelson Mandela died, you gotta say that? Really?
Chicago Blackhawks?
Whoa!
Oh, God.
Insensitive.
Gosh. Wow. Wow. Unbelievable.
Sorry, Nelson. I didn't know. I would not be associating myself if
That's
I
That's a strike Nelson. Against Canada, I guess.
All right, let's move on to scoreboard. Scoreboard, the TPS NFL Week 13 scoreboard. And, Canada, let's get right into it. Me and you, baby. Me and you.
All right, well, I lost.
You came at the king, and you missed. That's what happens. Somebody called it a while ago that they're going to end the season on the longest winning streak this league has ever seen. Who was that? Who called that? I'm pretty sure it was two thumbs pointed at this guy. 6-0 in my last 6 games. Canada, you tried, and you fought hard. And
you
I
only
was,
got 92.
Oh, I was a little concerned, I will admit.
You didn't hit the hundy.
I was a little concerned. I was contemplating pulling my defense because I had no confidence in them. I figured that I was going to lose points. And I did lose points.
You did.
So I called that too. But I didn't lose enough.
So here's why you lost. It's because Sunday morning, last minute, D'Angelo Williams was called that he wasn't going to play. I didn't get that message. I was busy. There's a real life outside of fantasy life, okay?
Even at 10 in the morning?
I pulled that card. Yeah, I was busy. So,
I don't know what anybody could be doing at 10 in the morning on a Sunday.
I work graveyard. I fell asleep.
Oh, wow.
I get off work at 8:30 a.m. I fell asleep. What was that? Whoa, hey,
you're
whoa.
Making up the excuse machine. You're cranking it up.
Oh, cranked up the excuse machine. Yeah. No.
Wow.
D'Angelo Williams didn't play, so. There you go. That's a donut. Otherwise, you would have been beat. You only scored 92.
But who would you have put in besides, who would you have gotten that would have given you enough points to win?
Crickets.
Bernard Pierce only scored 3?
So wouldn't have mattered. Exactly. You came at the king and you missed.
What, he could have won?
With what?
Yeah, with what? What trash could he have won with? What trash?
Yeah, Decker.
I'm beating all Bengals, that trash.
The Bengals defense.
Oh, come on. He's never playing the Bengals defense. Not against Philip Rivers.
The Bengals defense alone could have won him that game.
Yep.
Wow. No, because if I would have saw he had the Bengals D, I would have pulled my Saints. Boom. I win.
McClain, is that trade working out for you pretty good?
Which one?
The last one. Saw you.
Yeah. Made. They're all working out.
Is it really? Hold on. Let's check your matchup here. Let me go back to the scoreboard. All right, scoreboard. Mexico Brownies versus Team Chuck. Ooh, wow. Come on, Chuck. What happened? 124 to 87.
He dropped it's not his fault. Cause...
Was this an Appalachian State trophy?
No, because I got that against Brownies. And I ain't giving that up.
I mean, in the Brown division, you got to score 120 to win. As me and Trash Homie showed, you got to bring it. I mean, some teams can score 92 in other divisions and win that matchup. Not in the Brown division.
He just dropped the microphone on that one.
Team Chuck should have won this game. He really should have won this game, right? No. I mean, you have to start Decker when Peyton Manning is your quarterback. You have to. I don't
Decker's
care if he
been bad.
I don't care if he gets one catch for 5 yards against New England.
You gotta play those high draft
41
picks.
41 points?
41 points. Four touchdowns.
So not only, Canada not only does not pay attention to the scores on Sunday morning, he doesn't even look at them later on during the week.
So that's why everything's a shock when we do this.
It's good for the cast.
Yeah. So Brownies, I mean, you can't really take, any confidence in this win, really. Because he would have beaten you.
Would he have? Even with 41?
Even with 41, yes.
It depends on who he's benching.
It would have been really close. You're right. Because, well.
Jackson.
No, not Jackson.
He would have benched Obanaya.
Yeah, he would have benched him for sure.
Against Jacksonville?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Jacksonville is a good team.
They're the worst rushing defense.
Yeah, well, he's one of the worst rushers, so. Get him off of there.
Exactly.
Been good for them.
Wait, hold on. 8 for 69, 4 for 26, 7 for 20, 3 for 12, 4 for 15. No, he's not been
good. That's
good.
No. He hasn't got double
digit
touches.
You haven't compared him to McGahee.
Hold on.
He's getting like 1 yard per carry.
Well, he shouldn't even be on a team.
Neither of those guys should.
Exactly. Eric Decker would have gotten him the win. Oh, man.
So you're going to say I don't deserve it because he had one fluky performer?
What do you mean? That's what Eric Decker does. Haven't you looked at
Does
his
that
season?
Match his season total?
No, stop. He hasn't been that bad.
He's inconsistent. He's been that bad.
He's gotten over 5 catches most of the season.
Is that the highest point total of the season so far?
Yeah.
I think it is.
Because I think Peyton came close, but I don't think anybody's beaten that.
No, I think this is it.
Decker is inconsistent.
No,
that's why
Decker is a must-start stud.
It doesn't matter how inconsistent he is. He still puts up points every week.
He's a baller.
No, not every – okay, every week. So last week he put up, what, 5 points?
Yeah, that wasn't his fault.
But no, he put zero up last week.
Game plan.
What? Crank that excuse machine again there. He did it.
Game plan.
So, yeah, you got to start your studs. You got to start Decker.
I just want to take credit for helping build two of the top teams in the
Oh, yeah, you
oh,
and
the
Mike.
Rough, the Rough Riders thanks you.
You and Bourne, thanks a lot for altering the league
what
for
are
the
you
better,
talking
obviously.
About? Two Giants are going to meet, and only one Giant will leave. And when I get my trophy, I'm going to tweet it to everyone.
And just think, most of that came from franchise.
You don't get a proxy trophy.
It doesn't matter.
He's going to win.
You know what? This league has a tradition. If you go to the Super Bowl and win it, you will not win it the next year. That is a fact.
So you better not win it, McClain.
I almost won it back to back. Foreign hadn't gifted the trophy to Tomato.
It's all about keepers last year, too.
Dirty.
2 years of keeper focus. That's not good.
I don't want to keep building for the following year, but that's what I'm forced to do.
It's like the real life Cleveland Browns.
Blame management.
All right, let's see. Rotting Tomatoes takes down the Martinez Lazy Kings 85-62. Handy J loses 64-132 to Straight Trash Homie. Team Beast Mode 81-59. You finally got back to your winning ways.
Took back the division.
Yeah, took back the division. And now, I mean, this is it, right? Him against Lazy Kings in the final week to decide who is the best worst team in this league.
No? Because they're far worse teams.
So last week, Martinez Lazy Kings was ranked third in the playoff projections, but now he's ranked eighth. If he loses, is he out?
Yeah, he'll be out. Well, it depends on who else loses. Because hold on, let me check these standings here.
Because if Handy J wins, he's in?
If Handy J wins, he's in because he'll have 7 wins. And that means all of the Brown division will be in. It looks like 7 is the magic number.
Yeah.
You have to get to 7 to even have a chance. Because most of the white teams will be out. Wow. Beast Mode and Lazy Kings are playing for the division.
Yeah.
Whoever wins that wins the division and makes the playoffs.
And Beast Mode won't win.
Yeah, I guarantee you Beast Mode will not win that matchup.
Who's Josh McCown?
Oh, wow. Nobody.
He's got Ben Tate.
Ooh.
Geez. Who I couldn't even give away.
Mark Ingram.
Ooh, and what did he do?
Nobody wanted him.
You know why nobody wanted him? Because watch what he's going to do this week.
You don't want 28 points?
Watch what he's going to do this week. That's why nobody wants him.
He's playing right now.
Tonight.
Yeah.
Against the Jaguars.
Is he injured yet?
Worst rushing defense in the league.
Is he out for the season yet?
They don't have the worst rushing defense.
Yes, they do.
Do they really?
Yes.
You don't watch football. How would you know, Canada? You can't just say stuff like that. Come on.
Because I've seen them. I've seen them this season.
Oh, okay. You're an expert.
So I'm an expert in Canada.
Okay, so let me move on to the next scoreboard. Glabra. You get your third win of the season.
Yeah!
88-78. Really helping out the Rough Riders kind of solidify the division. There might have been an issue there if I would have lost and Bums would have won and I would have had to been playing him for the division. But that's out of the question now. Since you took care of business.
Playing spoiler, yep.
You took care of business. You have your keepers, which is Nick Foles.
Right.
You need to drop Aaron Rodgers. It's not, you just drop him so you don't get tricked into keeping him. He's not going to be the same player coming back.
You do see that blue K next to his name already, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Jeez, Bums, you know, Bums played this smart. Throws in Alex Smith. His running game just completely failed him.
But why would you bench Wilson?
Against New Orleans.
Oh, I didn't see that.
What was that?
Carry on.
What was that noise? I'm telling you, Bums were always overrated, and this is just proof. The proof is in the pudding.
I just love how you guys doubt my winning streaks.
What do you mean winning? One game, not a streak.
Where was that winning streak?
That was last match.
I'm going back. I'm checking
the season.
The Beast Mode schedule for winning streaks. Let me see if I find one. Oh, there was a 4-game winning streak there, and then a long stretch of losses. Loss.
Doesn't matter.
Loss.
I like how every week you guys say I'm going to lose. The first 5 games, can somebody please beat him? Can somebody please beat him?
Wait, whose voice is that? Is that all of us combined? Is that all of our voices mashed up into one?
The Voltron voice.
Okay. Well,
then I just started throwing games just so you guys would feel happy.
You were throwing us off the scent.
Well, you threw yourself out of the playoffs,
yeah,
so
that's true.
It's a good throw. But
I wasn't supposed to go to the playoffs.
Yeah, he can't repeat. It's tradition.
Nobody repeats in this league.
League tradition.
Don't you know that?
Thou shalt not repeat as champion.
You have to do like McClain. You have to get close or even get into the playoffs.
But no cigar.
And lose. And then the next season after that, then you come back and you show that you're a champion.
But he's not, though. So let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Not to put up against a franchise here, but somebody should wake the beast and let him know that Julius Thomas has been injured.
Who's the beast?
The Lazy Kings.
Lazy Kings.
It's not a beast.
No, I think in this scenario, he's the beast.
I'm his consultant. So okay. I will inform him.
So you're going to change his life.
You basically own his team anyway.
Yeah.
You make all of the moves, all the
trades. You probably have his password. Just sign in and update his lineup. That'd be great. Thanks. All right, so let's go into the week 14, the final week of the TPS NFL. Week 14, Canada taking on Galabra.
I don't know if this is a surprise to you or not.
Free win.
Oh!
Wow.
Free win for Galabra.
Wow. All right. Nobody tell Canada that D'Angelo Williams is out.
He's out? Out?
No,
he's out? Out?
He's no, playing. He's there. No, he's confirmed.
He's out?
So Canada, if you lose this game, you have no chance to make it into the playoffs. You need to win to make the playoffs.
No, I'm already at 7.
But other people can get at 7. I'm saying you have to have 7 to even have a chance.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then not worried.
I need a running back. I need a running back.
Don't talk to me.
I can't. We can't do trades, dude. Trade deadline's over.
No, you better not drop anybody, franchise.
Waiver wire, yeah.
It would matter if we could do trades. I could go drop people.
Yeah. Oh, you should. You should drop people.
No, I'm not dropping anybody.
Nope. He's not dropping anybody. Like we already talked about, Martinez Lazy King taking on Team Beast Mode. Beast Mode, you need this game to win the division and make the playoffs. Make it happen.
I've never lost to him.
It's true. You haven't.
I mean,
the winner of that is the 3 seed.
Wow. Somebody, yep. Whoever, what, the three six matchup?
I mean, do you really want
to? Yeah.
I kind of want to drop to 6 so I can get a free pass, a bye week in round 1.
And then lose to Pantera?
Oh.
Well, that'd be great.
Bro, you're still crowning this guy. You want to crown him, crown his ass.
I've heard that before.
It was Dennis Green, and he was yelling at everybody because they had just lost to the Chicago Bears.
That was so great. I watched that live.
Yeah, I did too.
So,
so did I. It was hilarious.
It was great.
We are who they thought they were. We let them off the hook. You want to crown them, crown their asses.
You've got to beg the table.
Yeah.
There. I did it for you. all right. Feather Muckers taking on Rotting Tomatoes. That matchup has no consequence whatsoever.
Muckers can make it at 6-7.
And 1?
Yeah.
Because he would, no, because Beast Mode beat him, so he wouldn't make it.
No, he could get in if other teams lose.
Oh, wow.
Like if Handy J loses.
Oh, wow. So
because he's got the draw, the one tied game.
So our inactive owner might has an outside chance to make the playoffs. That would be great. That would be great because I need a free win. I need a first round bye. Might as well
you wouldn't have it.
Why?
I would.
Why would you have it?
Because he would be the 8 seed.
I know. 1-8. I'm going to be the 1 seed.
No, you're not the 1 seed.
No, I will be the 1 seed.
No, you're going to lose this week.
No, I'm not going to lose this week. I'm going to win.
The projections say you're going to lose.
I'm going to be 10-4, and you're going to be 9-4 and 1. Then I'm
going to
get the
number. I don't think your win column goes up when you lose, which is what you're going to do.
I'm not going to lose. But you are going to lose because you're playing straight trash. And all he does is score 127 or 120 whatever.
No, that's me.
No.
You got us mixed up.
No, he's starting EJ Manuel. Oh, you are so done. You are so done.
EJ Manuel?
He put in EJ Manuel. It
must be time.
It is time. It is finally somebody is stepping up.
Congratulations. He just beat the hell out of him.
EJ Manuel, Josh Gordon. All Josh Gordon does is get a couple hundred yards a game. Same thing with Alshon Jeffery.
We're going to trade him.
Oh, man.
Cleveland's going to trade him.
Harry Douglas, the number one receiver in Atlanta. Oh, man.
That's because everybody else.
That doesn't mean much.
Your season is over, McLean.
Doesn't Atlanta have like one win?
Hotlanta.
Hotlanta.
They have 3 wins.
They call him Hotlanta?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Of course.
Stupid.
What else
is
would
that
you...
like hot potato because you can't hold on to it?
What do they call New Orleans? Come on. What do they call San Diego? The Bay? Diego? Chi-Town? What do they call Dallas? That's a good one.
Big D?
No, they don't call it Big D. Who calls it
Big D?
D? Nobody calls it Big D.
Everybody calls it Big D.
They call it America's team, right?
No, they call Detroit Big D.
What?
Yeah, no, they call it Detroit Big D. Even,
there's nothing big about
the
Detroit.
Big D. Where am I going? Where are you going this week? Oh, I'm going to the Big D. Oh, Detroit? Snap.
Oh, snap.
That's the reply.
That's the reply. That's like how snap. You do it.
We're yeah. a bulletproof vest.
The Big D. Okay. Wait, have we gone through all the matchups? Hold on. Let me go back.
I had to change my plans. I was like, man, I'm not going to that Philadelphia game up there. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Then I can't take my shotgun in with me.
Yeah. We don't want anything bad to happen.
Wow.
Okay. Team
Chuck
Norris.
Want me to go to jail.
Yeah, that's true. Or else you won't be able to do the podcast.
Don't go to Big D.
I don't like Dallas anyway.
Yeah, stop calling it that.
Detroit. Snap.
Team Chuck Norris taking on Handy J again. Playoff implications. Hopefully somebody can win a game there. Sure. We already mentioned the Bums are going to get beaten by the Rough Riders. I'm pretty sure we decided that. And that will give the Rough Riders the number one slot in the playoffs. If the playoffs started today, they don't, because they'll start.
Well, they wouldn't if I win, though.
What do you mean?
I mean, I would win. If we both win, I would get the one seed.
Oh, yeah, because you're currently the one seed. Yeah. You would be
because I have less losses.
You would be a half game up on me.
Yes.
Because you tie. Who ties?
I did less losing
Who
than you.
Who ties? You should get minus a game for that.
I should get plus a game from when you
loss.
Played me with no Romo.
What do you mean? No, I beat you. For
Zach
I dominated you. Appalachian State.
Half my team was out.
All over your face. Yeah,
you're not that good.
That's going to happen again. All right, so if the playoffs started today, Martinez, Lazy Kings, 8-1, Mexico Brownies, 4-5 would be straight trash in Canada. 6-3, Chuck Norris and Team Beast Mode. That's so sad that a terrible team will get the number 3 seed. 7-2 is the Bums versus the Rough Riders. Wow, rematch.
Well, wait a minute. I just looked up your schedule.
Yeah.
And you're talking about me tying the Bums. You lost to the Bums.
Oh, but it's revenge matchup this week.
And you put up 52 against them.
Jeez.
That's my only legit loss of the season, too.
So Aaron Rodgers.
This game means a lot to me.
What?
No, that's my only legit loss.
I think you got beat week 3 and got the just.
No,
like,
I lost to a penalty flag on that. I didn't lose to you, remember? I think we've went through this. I lost to a penalty flag on that one.
Oh, you got pimp slapped on that.
What about week 1?
What about week 1? Oh, the flukiest loss ever in the history of fantasy football?
The best game. That was the best game of your season right there.
No, the best game of my season was when I dropped 147 on the Brownies. A Super Bowl preview. Because it's going to happen again.
You played against a team full of bye weeks?
If he makes it.
Juries.
If the Brownies make it. I'm not so sure that he's going to be there with me in the championship.
Yeah, he will.
Let's see. The loser's bracket, Father Muckers versus Handy J 10-9 and Galabra against Rotting Tomatoes in the 12-11.
Yep.
You got your keeper. At least you got your keeper. Quickly, the power rankings. Number 12, Father Muckers. And I let the algorithm do its magic here, okay? So there wasn't any tweaking going on. This is what the system spit out.
But he tried to tweak it.
I was going to tweak it, but it was just too much work for me. Number 11, Galabra. Number 10, Handy J. Number 9, Martinez, Lazy Kings. 8, Team Beast Mode. 7, Rotting Tomatoes. Number 6, TPS NFL Bums. 5, Straight Trash Homie. Number 4, Team Chuck Norris. Number 3, Team Canada. Number 2, in a shakeup, the TPS NFL Rough Riders. And number 1, the Mexico Brownies. And I am really disappointed in ESPN.
Wait a minute. I just heard, hey, John McClain?
Yes.
Did I just hear you say boom?
No, he didn't say
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I said boom.
I don't think he said boom.
Boom!
No. You can't do
a
post boom boom.
No,
either you said boom or
boom.
You didn't
earlier.
Say boom. No, you never said boom. Okay?
Actually that was from before you started recording. That was a sound check.
You replayed the boom.
I just think it's funny that I have more points than you, even though I had 1 week where half my team wasn't playing.
Oh, wow.
I have a question then.
What?
Mexico Brownies can finally say they're Rough Rider good.
I would never say that.
Rough Rider.
I would never say that.
No, you would, I agree with you, Canada. He can finally say he is Rough Rider good.
I would never insult my team like that. I
completely agree with you. That is a well put, Canada.
Okay, he's not good to say it, but he could say it.
I'm going to play some NBA 2K14.
Oh, with outdated rosters.
But using last year's rosters?
Yeah, oh, my gosh.
Using last
You month? Better make sure you trade Gortat before you start playing. That's all I have to say.
Okay, I'll play FIFA then.
Make sure you don't play Dallas because I hear they're pretty tough.
Ooh, Monta Ellis is Whoa. Unstoppable.
Whoa.
You cannot stop him.
Put a beat down on them.
Stop.
What are you talking about? Stop.
And you got to put it on actual real mode, not baby mode.
What?
Easy.
I don't play on baby
Easy mode.
Mode. I play on beast mode.
I watch your stream. That's baby mode. All right, so that's it for the week 13 power rankings. Let's see. What do we want to do? NBA or pick'ems? Let's do pick'ems. Let's do pick'ems real quick. B-Smith, spread 'em group. A-Team, JT is still leading with 98. Got 7 right this week. A bunch of 7 rights. McLean and Ronbro also with 7, following up at second, number 2 and number 3 with 96 and 88. Pixar didn't happen. 5 right, 87, going the wrong direction. But 4 more weeks to make my final charge to win my Space Bucks. I have made this week's picks. I'm warning you right now. I'm probably going to get them all right. And that's going to put me... No, it's going to put me almost in the lead. Almost in the lead. We'll see. Beast Mode, you got 10 right. Led the group this week. You have 83 points. Inky Bowser, Bourne, and Tomato, no picks. And they're way down there. Way
yep.
down there.
They just gave up.
Yeah, they gave up. 4 more weeks for picks. And soon somebody is going to get 50 space bucks from BSmith3258. Thank you for that. All right, TPS... NBA action. Let me check here now. Let's check the standings real quick. Let's talk about the white division. Hell in a Handbasket, Slino Hampton, and Basketball Reasons all tied for the division lead at 3-2, followed by Ball and Bowser at 2-3, and Baked Tomatoes, which is going to be the Canadian Maters.
Yep.
Here real soon. Invite went out at 0-5. So probably no threat there, even though there's a new owner in town. The Black Division, led by the Ball Riders at 4-1. Brownies, Beast Mode, and Great Wall of Durant, both at 3-2. And we're Goofy Goobers at 1-4.
Who the hell did I lose to the second one?
The second loss?
Yes.
Oh, let me check your schedule real quick. Okay, that's so you lost. Right. Oh. You lost to the Ball Riders, of course, right?
Man.
Absolutely. One category to 8. That was kind of a blowout. A little embarrassing for you.
Yeah, I had a whole bunch of hurt people.
Just shows that I know basketball.
My season started out with a bunch of hurt people.
I know basketball. I agree. And then you lost last week to the Mexico Brown Bombers.
What?
Yeah.
And I was dominating them the whole week.
You were dominating them.
Yeah, he was up till Sunday, or Monday through Saturday, and then clutch time.
What do you mean clutch time? What does that mean?
Clutch time. I don't remember what happened, but I came back. That's probably Dirk. That's Let's just clutch. Say it was Dirk.
Oh, wow. So you're just giving Dirk credit, even though you have no idea what happened. Well, I'm looking here, and it says you won field goal percentage, but you guys tied.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Points is tiebreaker.
No. But the category was...
No, the category is said that he won it.
Oh.
It's not a tiebreaker. Oh, here it is.
Because the
0.460606 to 0.460633. What's that? 3 million?
Wait, where can you see that?
If you mouse over it, it gives you the actual percentage, 5 characters out. So you won 46063 to 460606. So what? Did he make one more basket? Hold on. Let me check the – can I see how many field goals?
Like 600,000?
Yeah.
600,000?
Yeah. It's millions, isn't it?
Really?
It's just because I had more field goals made and attempted.
Right.
Yeah, 234 of 508 versus 228 of 495.
Wow. That should be a tie. I agree clutch. With you, Franchise. That is not clutch.
It wasn't a tie.
That is not
though.
Clutch.
Look at the number. It wasn't a tie.
It only goes out 4 spaces on
It's not
the
a
scoreboard.
Tie because you don't
that
like to count.
That is bullshit.
The ESPN is broken.
ESPN is broken as Battlefield 4.
Exactly.
I'm just saying.
Beast Mode should have won that matchup. That is not clutch. That is broken.
That is
like
clutch.
No, that is like not counting a basket before it gets shot. And the buzzer goes off, and then the ref waves it off. Oh, that doesn't count. Wow. 4-6. Hey, tell me this, McLean. Is 4606 equal to 4606? Is it?
It is.
Okay, then.
But that's not the scenario we have.
That is the scenario.
It's 46063 versus 460606.
Wow. Clutch.
All I know is 3 weeks ago, you had me dead. Yeah. I was 0-2. Everyone was counting out the Brown Bombers, and now what?
What? Yeah.
Now what?
Now ESPN is broken.
I'm taking out Beast Mode and the Ball Riders.
Oh, wow. Wow.
That's what.
Well, Beast Mode doesn't count because everyone beats him.
What do you mean everyone beats him? He had the same record as last week.
He hasn't beat a good team all season. He is not. Have you looked at his schedule? He's only lost to one good team and then one fluke ESPN broken loss. Other than that, free wins. Come on. Ball and Bowser, free win. Great Wall of Durant, free win. We're Goofy Goobers, free win.
Are you kidding me? I got shitted on with two losses. ESPN is shitting on me this year.
I like that Beast Mode is actually having a good season.
Even
when
though
all he did was get two people.
That is true. Like, how is that happening? That shouldn't be happening.
I called it. All you need is LeBron.
Up until the last 3 weeks of the season.
Yeah, when he's not going to play at all.
That is insane. Okay. Let's see. What else? Hampton, you got your third win taking on, Baked Tomatoes, free win Baked Tomatoes. We don't need to talk about the matchup, but what about your team?
I've been able to avoid any type of major injuries so far. So, no fractures, no, broken bones, no, Paul had a pulled hammy for a while, but that was only a couple games. So that wasn't really that big of a deal, especially last week against Tomato. And, I think Zeebo had a, ingrown toenail the last couple days. Ooh. But it seems to be okay now.
You gotta take care of that stuff.
Looks like Parsons got something going on with his back, but that's about it.
All right. So your team looks in decent shape. You're 3-2. You're in decent shape in the league. Canada, your team is a mess.
I have a lot of injuries.
You have a lot of work to do. Yes, you have people that shouldn't even be on your roster.
Okay.
So once you take care of that, then you can at least lose with some dignity.
I'm going to make some moves.
Uh-oh.
Is Pantera in this league? He can talk Pantera in anything.
Just tell you, I'm going to give you some professional fantasy advice. Greg Monroe is a bum, and I'll take him off your hands. I can offer you more than anyone else in this league because obviously I'm 4-1, so I'm stacked from top to bottom.
Hold on, who? Greg Monroe.
Yeah, I mean,
exactly. No, he's not injured.
Exactly.
I'm keeping him. Who else? That's the way this works. Do you want Granger?
So basically what he just said was bend over.
You need to just drop Granger altogether.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or
would you just say that to pick him up?
No. Canada.
You can't trust him.
No, you Canada, can't trust him. He knows something.
Hang on to Granger.
Wait a minute. Canada, Edidi just told you in Edidi's language to bend over and spread your cheeks.
I didn't listen. Once I found out Greg Monroe was active on my roster, I muted him out.
As Edidi tells you Greg Monroe, you should make him a keeper.
He was trying to say loosen up your muscles. It won't hurt a bit.
You know who's
You know
who,
what? You know what? My team's okay.
You know who's
not
out
down
for the season? Dwayne Wade.
No, Dwayne Wade's okay.
Help me help you.
You're just dealing with an illness. You don't help anybody.
Okay.
I'll be okay.
Brown Bobbers, your team is clutch or whatever the hell.
We went over it, yeah.
Yeah, whatever. Two points for J.R. Swish. Really? 2 points?
It's only halftime.
Yeah, it's only halftime. I know he's going to shoot a lot more, but 2 points? Come on.
He's the best player on that team.
I know. That doesn't mean anything, though. And drop Mario
Chalmers.
All I
need is one more three.
Drop Mario Chalmers already, okay?
Why would I drop a guy who I've been 3-0 with?
Drop him now. I'm just warning you.
Drop him now?
Drop him now.
So you can have him?
Yes.
Davis is going to be out for 6 to 8 weeks. What are you going to do?
Anthony Davis. That sucks, but so far, it looks okay, because in this matchup, I'm doing all right.
You think you can survive it? Maybe?
I mean, it's a really close game right now.
Oh, MJD is going off.
Is he? What do you mean by going off? What does that mean? Does he got, like, he's 1 yard?
He's like, he's storming the sidelines?
Maurice Jones-Drew?
He started a fight?
Yeah. Does he have the fire in his eyes?
He had the fire.
Barely started.
Yeah, so wait, how about, does he have one carry for 1 yard? Is that going off?
Yeah, one carry for 6 yards.
He's going off.
Actually, 8 yards. Oh wow.
All right. Let's see. Hell in a Handbaskets, just lost to the great Raul Durant. That's not good. Basketball Recents just lost.
Oh, Ace Sanders.
Whoa. Was he going off?
He just got a first down.
Going off.
What is this Jacksonville Jaguars offense?
Oh, they are stacked.
Chad Henne.
Ooh, Michigan man. You can't go wrong when you go Michigan.
Damn, J.J. Watt slapped
the
ball.
You just don't go to the championship.
Whoa.
That's all.
Whoa. Way too soon.
Jacksonville is the team of destiny.
Let's talk about the rough rider or the ball riders real quick. I mean, you guys are afraid of them in this league. I can tell. I mean, this team.
They're clutch or whatever the hell.
Yeah.
No, they're not clutch.
No, they are really good. Andre Drummond, have you guys seen the stats lately? Leading the Eastern Conference in double doubles. Number one in field goal percentage in the entire NBA. Leading the league in rebounds per game. It is his coming out party.
How's his free throw percentage?
Ooh, let's not talk free throws.
That's Carmelo Anthony, he's still been a stud even though he's on a bad team.
Oh, yeah.
And just called out his team. He's going to get traded now.
Good. Because he deserves to win.
He's a free agent this year, right?
Yeah, he's
gonna, I think so, yeah, with LeBron.
I heard he's going to L.A.
That's what what's his name? Sponge just proclaimed.
Yeah, that's what I've heard too.
Oh, that would be awful.
Him and Kobe.
Talking about that.
Carmelo and Kobe.
That team would implode.
Batman and Robin.
Robin.
Wait, what happened? Did a field goal just get made or something?
2 yard carry.
The water boy just came out.
MJD just went crazy.
Oh man.
Spin move.
Did he do a spin move? Oh man, did he jump over somebody?
He just went through the line like it was just not even there.
Like 3 yard carry?
Three, he did like 12 or 13.
Oh man, I could do that.
Against the Texans?
Yes,
probably.
I could do that against the Texans. You know what I'm really disappointed at now? Real quick, I really want to play NCAA football and Madden.
Exactly.
And I traded them in, and now I want to play them.
Oh, Chad Henne is running the ball.
Oh
what the
yeah,
heck?
Go! First down!
What the hell?
No, and that's not what the hell.
He
that's
went
like,
backwards?
Yeah.
Oh, he ran forward. He got about 15 yards.
Ooh, he's light on his feet.
Then got clocked.
Yeah, he got hit pretty good.
All right, so I think that's it for the TBS NBA, TBS NFL update, unless there's anything NBA related that we need to go through.
Hey, Diddy, I was going to say one thing about your...
Did you hear about the Mexican stadium?
Full of smoke. Had to cancel the game. Cost me some fantasy points.
The question I didn't hear was, what type of smoke was it?
It was from like a generator. Or
okay.
You used to talk about like marijuana. Smoke tour.
Yeah, I was wondering.
I would say, man, how high?
Yeah. How high? How do you say that in Spanish?
Hell, I don't know.
All right, so what do you want to say, McLean? Franchise?
Oh, I was going to say, you will never play another NCAA game again.
Why?
You didn't hear?
No, what? Oh, yeah, because of all the things that are going on.
They're not.
That was my impression of Canada describing a scoreboard.
Oh!
You have to inflect your voice and make it sound like a question or a surprise.
EA no longer has a license for NCAA.
That's why I need the one on the PS3. That's the only thing keeping me from keeping my PlayStation 3 is the potential to play a used version of NCAA football in 3 months when I can get it for $10. That's the only thing.
They should have put it out on PlayStation 4 and Xbox One.
Why didn't they? Why do they hate the gamer? Why?
EA just screwed everybody.
Oh, man.
I think we should stop supporting them.
No, I'm going to buy more of their games.
Look what they did to Battlefield.
Born. Just skip the next gen. Just skip it.
Why?
Battlefield's broken.
Broken.
It's broken. They won't fix it.
They've already said they're stopping all DLC until they can get this stuff figured out. But the game's already out and been out. To me, if they haven't figured it out now, they don't know how to fix it.
Yeah, but I thought that PS4 was easy to develop for.
It's not just PS4.
You know
it's
all of them. It's PC. Okay, look,
they're going to fix it. They're going to fix
it. It's PC, it's Xbox One, it's PS4, they're all broken.
What problem do they have?
The game the client will crash, and or you'll be kicked right off the server.
Yeah, you get kicked out of servers, it crashes.
But it's the worst when the actual client of the game, which is inexcusable for it to be, you know, it's 3 weeks now since it's been released, right?
3 weeks, and it's been through quality, apparently.
The client just crashes. So.
But it's bad on the last gen consoles too.
Not this bad.
Yeah, it's not like this. You can
have games crashing at least.
At least you can get into the game.
Oh, and if you started the single player campaign, that once that crashes, the data gets corrupted, so you can't continue where you were.
Yeah, how am I supposed to continue my game when it's corrupted?
Even though the single player is.
So if you're buying a PlayStation 4, get Blacklight Retribution.
Well,
No.
What sucks is the PlayStation 4 right now is a first-person shooter machine.
No.
Like, it is. It's all you play on it, besides, unless you play sports games.
And Rezogun.
And Rezogun, yeah.
The only good game released on PlayStation.
Whoa, no. Blacklight Retribution.
That's a shooter.
What about DC Universe?
That's a shooter.
It's not a shooter.
I've seen people shoot fireballs out of...
Wait a minute. Don't you play it a lot?
Yeah, I used to.
No, you still play it. Then you said it was bad. You said it was bad on PS3. And
it is bad.
You know what a good MMO is? Defiance. Oh, it's so good.
Okay, now we're just off the rails. Yeah.
So good.
I deleted that.
I was playing it this weekend. Why'd you delete it? I needed my posse.
You're never on.
Lego Marvel is the best game on PS4. Bar none. Yeah.
Whoa! What happened? MJD go off?
Mercedes Lewis just caught one in the end zone.
Touchdown.
I gotta go watch that game.
All right.
I'm watching it.
Should have picked up Chad Haney.
Oh man, it just cost you. It's gonna cost you.
If anybody wants to drop a running back for the fun of it, let me know.
Nobody wants to drop a running back for the fun of it.
All right, I'm gonna play this video. Have you guys heard it before?
Better not be Eminem.
Yes.
All right, here we go. Eminem. Michael Jordan, Forsyth, Muhammad Ali. Why don't you dodge this battle like you did Vietnam? Cause you got as much chance of beating me as LeBron. I'm a flying machine, like the world has never seen. You can fight one man, I can drive through a whole team. I choke a dope with his own jump rope. You'll get smoked when I float. You Kentucky Fried Dope used to float like a butterfly, stand like a bee. Now you double dribble balls that nobody can see. Ooh, here comes Jordan, big tongue wobbling, flying through the air like a big dumb goblin. You're the only bull that's uglier than Rodman. Messing with me is gambling. You got a problem. Your whole basketball career turned whack when you came back a wizard like Gandalf the Black. You should have kept your ugly sneakers packed up on a shelf. Stick to golf, you can keep the ball to yourself. Ooh, I'm so pretty, my hands are so fast, I whoop your face back to your Hitler mustache. Now your daddy got killed and I feel for your family, but your baseball career, now that was a tragedy. Man, you make me sick, but I'm better with the flu. You should let the fresh prince do your rapping for you. I would pass the mic to Pippen, but I'm not done scoring. Stay all up in your grill like my name was George Foreman. I saw you slapping Reggie Miller, boy, what's wrong with you? You fight like the little girls who make your Nike shoes. McDonald's and underpants as corporate backers. You stay at the Ritz because you sold out to crackers. So Cassius wants to talk about cashing checks. I'll school you through your bug spray, off your Broadway play, over the Japanese dude sitting on your face, hitting nothing but net. You ain't seen nothing yet. Man, you needed a movement because you're so full of shit. I'm a better athlete and a better MC. Battle me two more times. Watch me get a free beat. DP, why don't you back up that trash? I leave you like Liston, flat on your ass. You need to bounce back to North Carolina, kid, cause your rapping sucks more than Space Jam did. Who won? Who died? You decide.
That was horrible.
I forgot that Michael Jordan had a Hitler mustache. That's hilarious.